This is Chris Grabowski. I want to talk to you today about a talking caller ID program called Identify. This program allows you to use your TABEE compatible modem for receiving of calls and having the callers announced with text-to-speech. What you have when you open the program is a standard list view. And that's your basically your call log. And if you up and down arrow through the list, you'll get your name, the phone number, the time of the incoming call, and relevant things. It's a standard list view. The whole program is standard controls. Let's hit the Alt key and see what we have for the menu bar.
File left pull down.
We have a file menu.
Edit E pull down.
Edit.
Options O pull down.
Options.
Help H pull down.
Help.
System pull down.
The system menu.
File left pull
back
down.
Back to file. So hit our down arrow key.
Print log. P dialog.
Print log. We can print our log.
Keep call archive K.
We can keep a call archive.
Open call archive O.
Open a call archive.
Import data. D dialog.
Import data.
Export data. E dialog.
Export data.
Exit X.
And exit.
Print log. P dialog. Menu
escape.
Closed. Edit E pull down.
Go to edit.
Delete detail.
Delete. You can delete the person's name from your call log.
Clear log C, control L.
You can clear a log with control L. It'll actually delete your whole log.
Edit name, and control E dialog.
You can edit the name of an incoming caller.
Add to DB, a control A dialog.
You can add the name and number to a database.
Edit caller DB, E control D dialog.
You can edit the caller database, so you can put people's names and numbers in there, frequently used calls, or frequent callers.
Delete detail.
You can delete.
Clear log C, control L.
So we're back up to the top. So hit escape.
Menu close, options, O pull
go
down.
To options.
Configure, C dialog.
We can configure and we'll come back to that.
Sound, O checked.
Sound, do you want the caller ID program to make the noise, the text-to-speech, or if you have WAV files assigned to different people, you can do that too.
Auto hang up H.
Auto hang up. Is it a telemarketer that you want to automatically hang up? You can put like a telemarketer's number in there now that they show up on caller ID, and it will automatically hang up on them.
Do not disturb D.
Do not disturb. It won't announce anything.
Pager notification P.
You can send it to a pager.
Email notification E checked.
You can send it to an email address, which I have it currently doing.
Scheduler S dialog.
You can schedule.
Release port R.
Release the port.
Configure C dialog.
And we're up to configure. Let's go back up to schedule.
Release scheduler S dialog. Menu closed. Event
press
list.
Enter.
Top. No selected item list box.
Event
dialog
list.
Scheduler.
What do we want to do?
Top. No selected item. Top. No select. Enable sound events S. Checkbox. Checked.
Enable sound events.
Enable do not disturb events D. Checkbox. Checked. Enable pager notification events P. Checkbox. Checked. Enable email notification events M. Checkbox. Checked.
And I'm just pressing tab.
Batch email don't wait on priority calls B. Checkbox unchecked. Add A. Dialog. Close. Button. Add A.
Okay, so
dialogue.
Let's add something.
Space. Top. Enable sound 1 of 13 combo box. Dialogue.
So now we're in a combo box.
Disable top. Enable sound. 1 of 13. Disable sound. 2 of 13.
Let's disable the sound.
Add 12:21 p.m. combo box.
12:21 p.m. Let's change it to 10:30 p.m.
11:21 a.m. 12:21 p.m.
Pressing the up arrow key.
2:23:21 p.m. 4:25:26:21 p.m. 7:21 8:29:10:21 p.m.
Now hit the right arrow key to change the minute.
10:22 p.m. 10:30 p.m. 10:30 p.m. 10:30 p.m. Sun. New checkbox. Checked.
Do you want it to do it on Sunday?
Mom. M checkbox. Checked.
Monday.
2. T checkbox. Checked.
Etc.
Red. W checkbox. Checked. Thir. H checkbox. Fry. F checkbox. Checked. Sat. S checkbox. Checked. OK. Button. Cancel. Button.
So let's do that.
OK. Button. Space. Add. A. Dialog button dialog. Scheduler event list 10:30 p.m. Disable sound default add. A dialog button edit.
Now, what we have to do is we have to enable the sound. So you have to do two of them. You have to disable and then enable. So, what we'll do is...
Edit, E, add, A,
we'll
dialog,
add,
space, top, enable sound 1 of 13, disables, top, enable sound.
Enable sound, so we'll enable sound for...
Add, 12:22 p.m., 11:22 a.m., 10:22 a.m., 9:22 a.m., 8:22 a.m., 7:22 a.m., 7:30 a.m. Sun. New checkbox. Checked.
And then I'm just tabbing through and you get all this Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, etc.
Add a dialog. Button dialog schedule.
So I hit enter. Now what we'll do
back
is...
email them. Enable. Event list. Close. Event list.
Back to the event list.
7:30 a.m. Enable sound 2 of 2 list box.
We have...
Top. 10:30 p.m. Disable sound.
Two events. The one is disable sound, and the one is enable sound. So at 10:30 at night, the talking caller ID feature will automatically be switched off.
Bottom. 7:30 a.m. Enable sound. 2 of 2.
Okay. Now what you can do, too, is you can add another one.
Enable sound events S. Checkbox. Checked. Enable. Patch. Add. A. Dialog. Button. Space. Top. Enable sound. One.
I'm going to enable notification of email.
Disable sound. Enable auto hang up. Disable auto hang up. Enable do not disturb. Disable do not disturb. Enable pager notification. Disable pager notification. Enable email notification.
So we're going to enable email notification for...
At 12:23 p.m. combo box.
7 o'clock, or let's try 8 o'clock in the morning.
11:12:12:9:23 a.m., 8:23 a.m., 8:17 a.m., 8:16 a.m., 8:15 a.m., 8:12 a.m., 8:08 a.m., 8:03 a.m., 8:02 a.m., 8:01 a.m., 8 o'clock a.m. Sun. New checkbox. Checked.
And say we only want it to go off on...
Mon. F2.
Tuesdays.
Unchecked.
Or no, actually we don't want it to go off on Tuesdays.
Wed. Double space.
Or Wednesdays.
Unchecked. Third. Fry. Sat. Okay. Button.
Press enter.
Add A. Dialog. Button dialog.
So now let's go back to our event list.
Patch.
And
enable,
see if it's
enable
there.
Pager. Enable event list. Bottom. 8 o'clock I'm enable email notification 3 of 3.
So, enabling email notification at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Enable, batch email them, add, A,
go
space,
back to add, and we have to disable it for 4 o'clock p.m. when we're actually home.
Disable, enable auto hang up, disable, do not, enable pager, disable pager, enable email notification, 9 of 13.
So we can enable email notification.
Disable email
or
notification.
Disable notification.
10, add, 12:24, son, mom. Sun at 12:11:24 at 12:1:22:24 3:24 p.m.
I'll do 3:24 p.m.
Sun, new checkbox, checked. Mon, M check 2, T checkbox, checked.
Like the other one, we have it on Tuesdays, we don't have it.
Space, unchecked.
Disable.
Wed, W checkbox, checked.
Or
space,
Wednesday.
Unchecked.
Now what we'll do is we'll press enter.
Add A, dialog, button edit, remove R, close, event list. Bottom 3:24 p.m. disable email notification 4 of 4. List box. 8 o'clock of enable email notification 3 of 4.
So this way what you can do is if you're by your computer at work, for example, you can have the program automatically email you when you receive a phone call at home so that maybe you can check the messages. If it's anybody important, you can call your house or your voicemail and check your messages. So now we'll hit escape.
Top. Cell phone. Chris numbers.
Now we're back to the list of calls.
File F pull down. Edit E pull down. Options O pull down.
Go to options.
Configure. See dialog.
Go to configure.
Menu closed. Load identify. On startup L. Checkbox check property sheet. Property sheet configure identify.
Load identify on startup. And that's checked.
Load minimize them. Checkbox checked.
Do you want it load minimized? Which probably you would.
Minimize on close button D. Checkbox checked.
You want to not close it, so you'd have it minimized down to the tray.
Enable tooltips T. Checkbox checked.
Enable tooltips.
Confirm deletion of DB records O. Checkbox checked.
A lot of the stuff is self-explanatory.
Sort call log initially in descending order S. Checkbox checked. Confirm when clearing the call log C. Checkbox checked. Use this modem U. Bottom. Zoom V.92 PCI voice fax modem 3 of 3.
Okay,
combo
which modem do you want to use?
Call
if
alert
you have multiple.
A. Dialog button.
Call alert. Let's see what call alert is.
Space. Flash tray icon F. Checkbox check dialog. Flash scroll lock let S. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Flash the scroll lock.
Run this program R. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Run a program when you receive a call.
Okay. Button. Cancel. Flash tray icon F. Cancel. Okay.
That's it.
But
so
cancel.
Cancel.
Space. Call alert A. Data path D. Dialog button.
Where's your data path?
Main window hotkey H. Control Alt I. Hotkey field.
Main window hotkey. So from anywhere, you can hit a hotkey and it'll bring up identify from no matter where you are.
Character set E. Top. Western 1 of 8. Combo. OK. Button. Cancel. Help. Button. General. 1. A 5 tab control. Caller ID.
Caller ID.
A 5. Display caller ID Z. Top. In a pop-up window, 1 of 3 combo box.
Display caller ID in a pop-up window.
In a balloon tooltip.
In a balloon tooltip.
Bottom. No notification.
Or no notification.
Block calls. Don't log D. Checkbox unchecked.
Don't log blocked calls.
Edit box. Display I. Block call. Out of area calls. Don't log O. Checkbox unchecked.
Don't log out of area calls.
Edit box. Display S. Out of area.
And you can rename whatever they are. You can make it say whatever you want for out of area calls or blocked calls.
If do not disturb is enabled, notify on N. Top. All calls except blocked or out of area 1 to 3. Combo box. Auto hang up. A. Dialog button. Text formatting. T. Dialog. Button. LAN settings. L. Dialog. Button.
Now, LAN settings. This is kind of a nice feature of Identify. It comes, you can download a program called NetCID, N-E-T-C-I-D, from their website, and you can install it on any computer you have in your house. And what it will do is, when the phone rings, you can have the program, like if you have it on a laptop and you're in another room, the laptop will speak the name and number of the incoming call without being connected to the phone line. For example, if you're on a wireless network or whatever, it receives the data from Identify over your wireless or wired or wireless network.
Okay. Button.
And we're back to okay.
So cancel. Tab. Help. But caller ID. Sound. 3.
Here's sound.
Five. Top. Use speech engine. New radio button. Check 1 of 2.
Do you want to use a speech engine?
Bottom. Use WAV files. F radio button. Check 2 of 2.
Or do you want to use WAV files? Obviously, if you use WAV files, it won't speak the name of people that are not in your database. So we'll go back up to
top. Use speech engine. New.
Use speech
radio
engine.
Button. Check speech settings. S.
Speech
dialogue
settings.
Button.
Let's press spacebar on that.
Space. Use the speech mode. New. Please wait. Static box. Dialogue. Initializing speech engine. Please wait. Use the speech mode. New English American read adult male 4 of 8 combo box. Dialogue speech settings.
Okay, and it just pulled up.
English American read tell adult male for telephone. 5 of 8. English American Sandy child. 6. English American Shelly adult female. 7 of 8. Bottom. English American Shelly tell adult female for telephone. English American Shelly adult female. 7.
So we'll change this to Shelly.
Pitch P. Top. Default 1 of 12 combo box.
You can change the pitch.
60. 80. 100. 120. 140. 160.
And I'm just using my arrow keys.
Go back 180, up to 360. Top.
Normal.
Default. Speed S. Top. Default 1 of 12 combo
change
box.
Speed.
Edit box. Test text D. Incoming call from John Doe.
Okay, this is the text.
Test T. Button.
To test. Now we'll press our space bar.
Space. Incoming call from John Doe.
About A. Dialogue. Button. Say welcome greeting on startup W. Checkbox. Checked.
Do you want it to say welcome greeting on startup, which means it'll say welcome to Identify when the computer starts and Identify is loaded. I personally like that feature because you can tell when the computer restarts that Identify is actually running.
Speak phone number. If no name is available, then checkbox checked.
Self-explanatory. It speaks the number if the name is not available. If you get a call from a cell phone where it says number available or whatever, if there's no name attached to it, it will speak the number.
Okay. Button. Cancel. Button. Okay. Space. Speech settings. S. Dialog button. Override volume V. Checkbox. Unchecked.
Do you want it to override the volume? Leave it alone.
Repeat sound after each ring bar. Checkbox. Checked.
Do you want it to repeat the name or number after each ring?
Okay. Button. Cancel. Help. Sound. 3. A 5 tab control.
Now we're back to the tabs.
Paging. 4.
Paging.
A 5. Edit box. Pager number N. Up down.
Tab
edit box.
Through it.
Wait. Up down. Edit box. Wait. T10 between 4. Edit box. Dial D. Edit box. Dial A. Page on P. Top. All calls 1 of page only if caller ID is received. C. Checkbox unchecked. Okay. Button.
Now that means that if caller ID is not received, like if you answer the phone in between the first and second rings and the program does not get the caller ID information, it may or may not page you depending on how you have that set up. And it works for email as well.
Cancel. Help. But paging. 4. Email. 5. A 5.
Here's where you set up all your email settings, your POP and SMTP, or whether your server requires authentication, what email address it's coming from, and the email address that it's going to, and the type of calls.
Connect using my N. Top. Cable or DSL modem 1 of 2 combo box. Edit box. Mail server is connect using my email. Five. Help. Cancel. Okay. Format for pager or wireless. Email only if caller ID is received. C. Checkbox unchecked. Email on E. Top. All calls 1-4 combo box.
Okay, email on all calls.
All calls except blocked.
All calls except blocked.
4. Known callers only in the database. 3-4.
Just known callers. If you don't want to be bothered with anybody except for people that are in your database, you can have it do that.
Bottom. Priority callers only.
And priority callers only.
Nope. Alt. Top. All calls. Email. Format. Okay. Cancel. Help button. Email. 5. A 5 tab control.
And that's the 5th tab.
Connect using my N. Edit box mail server as advanced setting. Edit box. Edit box. Email on. Email on. Format. Okay. But dialogue. Identify. Please wait. Static box dialogue. Initializing speech engine. Please wait. Top cell phone.
Okay. Now I'm going to use my cell phone to call myself and you will see how this works.
Call from Chris' cell phone.
So I have my cell phone in the database, so it doesn't speak the number or anything. It just speaks the name, whatever I assign to it, and that's pretty handy. And actually, the program just sent me an email to tell me that basically I called myself. If you would like more information about Identify, it's a shareware program. I don't remember how much I paid for it, but it was relatively inexpensive for all that it can do. You want to go to www.imptec.com for Impulse Technologies. That's the name of the company. They also have a couple other programs called Phone Plus, which allows you to have an address book, and Call Station, which is kind of an answering machine type of program. And I've played with all of them, and they all seem to be accessible, the Phone Plus and the Call Station. But for what I was looking for, those two were overkill, so I chose Identify. They only work with SAPI 4 voices, not SAPI 5. So you have to have SAPI 4 voices installed on your computer in order for the text-to-speech function to work. If you'd like more information or have any questions, you can contact me at Chris G, CHRISG, at Buffalo, BUFFALO.edu.